Put on our PJs, build a blanket fort. Let's go inside, cozy, get comfortable. It's not a coincidence, it's a metaphor about how we come together and build a world. And when the convo ends, we tear it down and begin again, yeah. Tune in, sit down, crank it. It's time to bring your own blanket. Yeah, Blanket Ninjas.
Welcome to Bring Your Own Blanket Podcast, a podcast created to entertain you, improve your day, make you laugh, talk about powerful stuff inside of a blanket fort. My name is Maria.
And I am Janan.
And we are here sitting with... Do you want to introduce our new guest?
Yep, I know these guys pretty well.
Understatement.
They have not known me my whole life, but I have known them their whole lives. It's my sisters, my two little sisters.
Yay.
Got Anissa here and Dahlia. Anissa's the older one, Dahlia's the younger one.
But Dahlia's also the larger one.
Yeah, Dahlia's the tallest member of our family, of our nuclear family by far. Just FYI, building a blanket fort tall enough for Dahlia was a feat in and of itself.
Talking about BFG.
What's BFG?
I don't know what that
big
means.
Friendly giant.
You're not that big. What? We're just tiny. I feel like we're much smaller than average.
I'm a little,
we're slightly smaller than average. You're slightly larger than average, which means
it evens out.
Yeah, we even out.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so tell us, guys, how was your experience of building a blanket fort?
I had no idea what to do. And Dahlia is the engineer, and she just got to freaking work, and I felt like an idiot next to her.
Immediately.
Yeah, I was definitely the employer, and you were an employee.
Dahlia immediately was like, I need two rods. If I place them here and levy them this way, then we'll create a pivot, and it will balance out the mass.
Angle base.
It was giving us enough room in order to... Yeah. Just sit down.
No, it was great. It was very efficient, I feel.
Oh, hey, also, why don't you mention, like, how... Okay, real just quick, just, like, how old you are, where you were born, and,
Something interesting.
Don't, give me too many boundaries, okay? I'm free-flowing girl.
And there you go, you said your interesting thing. Good. Okay, no, really, your age, where you were born, and then the interesting thing about you.
Okay, I'm Anissa. I'm 21. I was born in Houston, Texas, baby.
H-Town, bitches. Okay. Copyright.
Although I don't remember anything about living here since, I mean, we lived here for maybe like 6 months after I was born, and then we moved on up to D-Town. I have no idea where we moved after
Austin.
That.
California.
Okay, cool.
Same thing. Close enough.
We went across the country.
And one interesting thing about me, there are just so many.
That says a lot about
I'll just say a few quick ones that I normally identify with. One, I'm a yoga teacher.
Yeah.
Two, I'm a neuroscience student at UTD in Dallas. And three, I'm a rock climber. So,
hashtag
sporty, hashtag
nerdy sport
girl, nerdy girl. And that's it.
Cool. Thanks, Nisi. Or Anissa.
You're welcome, girl.
All right, Dal Pal.
All right, I'm Dahlia. I'm 18. Well, I just turned 18. And I was born in Austin, Texas.
Woo!
Yeah, way better than Houston. You're going to get some hate, girl. I know. It's okay. You can take it now. One interesting thing about me is I graduated high school a whole year early, which I think is pretty cool.
Dang.
And Smart. I just finished my first year of college.
Dang.
And everybody was, like, so surprised, because everybody around me would be like, oh, so how old are you? And I'd be like, oh, I'm just 17. And they're, like, 22 and, like, above. I'm like, yeah.
You guys might think Dahlia is a nerd, and you're screaming nerd alert at your... However, Dahlia's actually super cool. Like, you
skateboard. Play soccer, I longboard, I skateboard.
Yeah, it's just like way cooler than me.
Yeah, welcome to our podcast. Today we have Janan and Maria. Janan is, well, I've known her my whole life. Not many of you guys can say that. And today, we'll be discussing...
Did you even know?
The future.
Yeah, we are discussing the future.
And the past.
Okay, Maria, drop down.
Hold on, before that, do you want to say the social media?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right, like, comment, subscribe, follow this podcast on Instagram at BYOBlanket, on Twitter at BYOBlanketPC, like podcast, on Facebook.com/BYOBlanketPodcast. You actually have to type out the whole thing. And Patreon.com/BYOBlanket. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Comment down anything you want to see below.
So, Maria, why don't you introduce the topic that we'll be discussing today for this episode?
On this episode, we are discussing creating the future and why it's important.
When you guys showed up and we were trying to figure out what topic we were going to talk about, Anissa was really, like, adamant on talking about the future. They're so young, 21 and 18. The future's, like, wide open for you guys. Tell me, like, why. Why you wanted to talk about the future
because, at all. Because, I don't know, I feel like I have a lot of plans.
What are they?
Well, I want to go to PT school or grad school in Colorado. Okay, all of my plans center around climbing. Because I love it so much, and I find, like, the most joy being outside climbing, but it's really hard to do that in Texas, so I want to graduate and move, and then the career that I want to choose with, you know, being a physical therapist, I want to do it because, like, I care about helping people in a physical way, and I'm able to relate neuroscience and yoga into physical therapy, and also it's going to allow me to, like, travel and climb and create this entire life. That's what I want. That's why I want to talk about it. But if y'all don't want to talk about it, we don't want to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
We are talking about it.
Yeah, I love that topic because I wouldn't have this apartment, these cats, this wife, this relationship with sisters. I wouldn't have this, like, the body I have now and the health that I have now if I hadn't done the work of creating the future in the past. And yeah, so I feel like the future is very much on everyone's minds all the time. And in fact, I was just talking to, you remember Jess Z from the first episode?
Mm-hmm. Jay-Z.
I was talking to Jess Z today, or yesterday actually, about how, like, different types of emotions, and she mentioned anxiety is just future-based fear. And I was like, oh, that's cool to think about.
Yeah, it really is.
That humans are very much wrapped up in things in the future, so much so that it can be imbalanced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, backtracking for a second. In creating the future, what does it mean to you, Dahlia, to create your future? Like, instead of just going with the flow, what do you do to, like, actually create your future?
Okay, well, actually, for today's topic, I wasn't too keen on talking about it, because I mean, I am the type of person that is very structured when it comes to planning my future and trying to figure out what I'm going to be doing, but that's all internal. Like, I don't like to share that out loud, because I feel like it brings me
you
more...
You should.
I know, that's why I was going to say it changed my mind. Like, as soon as we started talking, I felt a lot better, and I feel like if you talk about it externally,
yay,
it can really help relieve, like, the stress and anxiety from it, because you realize that, like, everybody else around you
and it makes you excited
also, yeah, and, like, now that I'm thinking about all the plans that I have, like, I feel a lot more, like, she just said, excited to see what my future brings.
Oh, based on awesome. That's
the
cool
structure that I have.
Maria, why don't you tell our listeners what exactly we mean by saying, like, create the future, because it's, like, a certain kind of terminology that I know we use a lot with the people we know. It's not necessarily, like, common terminology yet.
Create your future is referencing being very intentional about what you do and how you do it, keeping in mind the bigger picture, like things you want to accomplish, the legacy you want to leave behind, the type of relationships you want, the type of career you want to have. instead of focusing and resisting things, is taking accountability and that responsibility and being 100% yes, I'm going to do this. And in that way, you're you're very much in control. I am very much in control.
Yeah, speak for my y'all.
Y'all. I'm very much in control.
You said y'all. Has Maria never said y'all?
No.
Like three
really?
Times.
Really?
Yeah.
What maybe the heck?
I love saying y'all.
I don't know how to describe a group of people without saying y'all.
I say y'all
dove.
Like y'all done
pissed me off.
Yeah, like
that. I'm so sorry to interrupt. That was a momentous moment in our lives, and it's documented.
Yay. Yes. Hold on, I gotta delete this.
No.
Well, I forgot what I was saying.
It's okay. It's okay. I really like
you're
what you said
how
about
you let things like flow, not flow, but like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So in that way, I take control of it instead of resist it or be a victim and just say, well, shit happens, you know, whatever, and then just feel crappy about it.
Yeah. And great segue into the point I wanted to add on to that is like sometimes English words are not very good at describing things. Do you guys know what I mean?
Yes.
Like in your example, last podcast when you're talking about happiness, like,
and there are all these different
Well, okay, for example, there is no English word for like good sadness.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I've
you know
read
what I mean?
About that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Melancholy, I don't think it's good.
No. I don't think, no
it
melancholy
have a
is
positive
sad.
Connotation.
Yeah. Well, okay, so one of those words is control. Like, it does mean good things much of the time, but also can be construed wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the distinction I want to make is it's not control your future,
no.
It's create your future.
Yes.
Because it's like Dahlia was saying, you got to go with the flow. Wait, mm-hmm. Did you say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
She did.
And be in partner with the flow so that, like, you're in creation.
Kind of, like, take, like, let the universe take the reins on those.
Yeah.
I feel
well,
like,
actually.
It's almost like you guys take the reins together,
you
right?
Just
let it
happen. Like my screensaver. Yeah.
Definitely.
Say more about that.
So I put that as my screensaver. My screensaver says let it happen because, like Janon was saying, controlling can be good, but I am more of a controlling person in maybe the not-so-great way, whereas I try to control every single little aspect of my life and other people's lives sometimes. That I never just let things happen how they're supposed to.
You used to never.
I used to never. I'm a lot better now. Or I think I am. I don't know.
You are.
So that's just a reminder for me to find the balance that Dahlia is talking about of letting things flow when they need to.
Here.
Dilly dilly.
Yes!
Oh my god, no.
She hates when I
we
say it.
We have to edit that out. I'm not promoting fucking Budweiser.
You're not promoting. Budweiser?
You're promoting.
They created that to promote Budweiser.
We're not drinking Budweiser, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't drink Budweiser, people.
This isn't
good. Non-sponsorship.
We're drinking classy cocktails.
Yeah, we have gin mules, and Dahlia has nothing.
Drinking air.
Dahlia's drinking air.
Dahlia's currently fasting in Ramadan. Mm-hmm. Here. Good job.
Dilly.
So, okay, I want to go back, or I want to go to the point about how if you're not letting things happen, Anissa, then you could get so focused on, like, okay, what am I trying to say? Creating the future. Yeah, you do set, like, a list of goals. I set a list of goals, and I go for them.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've noticed for me at some points that I can get hyper-focused on those goals. Type A people in the house. Woo! Only Dahlia say woo.
Woo!
Anyway, it's okay if you're not. I don't
know.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, being really type A about goals, I can get hyper attached to the goal, and like when it's not happening, then that creates like suffering and
stress
and anxiety.
Yes.
And it's like the opposite of going with the flow. It's like dying in the mud.
Correct.
society's ragdoll.
Yeah.
So, you don't even have to make it, like, sound, like, inspirational or anything. Like, let's all be real with each other. What is a goal that you've been going for that has been causing you some stress because you've been too focused on getting that goal?
Mine is climbing related. So, I don't know if you guys know, but climbing means so much to me that I'm trying to create my world around it. But because of that, I have these goals that I've set for myself for the end of the year, which is to climb at a certain level. And in order to get to that level, I have to train a certain amount. And it's not like I'm on a team or I'm even trying to compete in a competition. This is solely just for me. Like, I want to climb at a certain level outside. And being an athlete, basically my entire life, I'm very used to practicing and seeing immediate results. You know, like juggling a soccer ball. You practice that over 2 or 3 weeks, and then you immediately are able to juggle it for however many times. Climbing is not like that. It's so frustrating. You can have one really good, I can have one really good climbing day. And then the next day, I have a high gravity day where it feels like
a high gravity day.
Fall a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I imagined you floating into the air.
that would be a low gravity.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I'm no science.
And then one day I'll have a high gravity day, and it feels like all of this progress I've made over however many weeks or however many months is gone because of this one day. And I try to force myself. It's so frustrating. So I force myself to climb more, to train more, and I wind up getting injured, so I can't climb more. Dang. And I force myself to climb more.
It's the same
more.
For yoga, though.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm never going to reach this, you know, goal that I have, and it's very frustrating. And all my climbing friends that know me, like Sam, shout out Sam, everyone that knows me knows I never take my injury seriously because I never want to stop climbing. And that there are days like I stand in front of my project, like this climb that I want to do so badly, and I'm like almost in tears because I'm like, why am I not progressing? It's been 3 weeks, you know, I feel like I should be there. And it's something I think about all the time. I watch YouTube videos on climbing. Like, and it sounds silly because I don't know, climbing can be a recreational sport, and it is for me, but I take it as seriously as, like, a competition. Mm. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. You're
can welcome. I add something to our for our listeners? Did you know that climbing, the B is silent?
Climbing. No, it's not, actually. If you're a true climber, then you'll know. So, Janon.
Are you joking?
It's climbing, so...
I think Anissa's is joking.
No, it's climbing.
I was trying to make a joke, and I think you're stealing my joke time.
It's climbing, people. Whenever you go to the climbing gym, make sure...
You climb.
You climb, and let all the employees know, and they'll treat you Anissa, differently. No. They'll treat you differently.
Quit being dumb.
Not in a good or bad way.
You have a bad joke.
Thanks for sharing. Dahlia, what for you is...
A goal
that maybe you've been too focused on?
Well, so Anissa had a very, like, sporty, cool kind of goal. I have more of a nerdy, like, finishing school kind of goal. Honestly, like, the thing that gives me most stress is trying to figure out my plan for school and what I'm going to do next, because since I have graduated early from high school, I went straight to community college, which means I'm going to eventually have to transfer out to, you know, like a bigger 4-year school. And that also comes with trying to figure out what degree I want to do. And I know that sounds like kind of odd to think about, because a lot of people just think, you know...
That's not odd.
I mean, not odd, but I feel like people just say, like, oh, you wind up changing, like, it's fine, you don't need to have it figured out right now. But it's giving me so much stress because it's something that I really strive for. Like, school has just kind of always been my thing. And I feel like, I don't know, it gives me the most, like, satisfaction to finish hard and finish strong.
Yeah. Well, wait, you're not changing your major, though, are you?
No, but, I mean, as of right now, like...
Oh, you're, like, worried she has a hard that you major. Might want to?
Yes, that's what I'm, like, Maria.
Oh. Yeah.
Maria had said that she changed her degree.
Yeah, but you should just let it.
That's what I'm going to do.
I changed mine 7 times, and look at me.
But that would give me such anxiety.
I think, well... In my opinion, because when I think of
my experience when I was in college is, yes, I was very intentional with how I picked the school I picked, why, when, and all that stuff, right? And as soon as I realized, oh my God, this is not going to work out, I started freaking out. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was like, I'm going to drop out of college. It's going to be fine. And then I was like, wait, no.
You're going to drop
wait,
out?
Wait, I have to add some. So you were going to U of H, right?
I was going to U of H.
And then you switched to UTD. Yes. And if you hadn't, you would have never met Janon.
I would have never moved to Dallas, yes.
Isn't that crazy? Yes. So, Dahlia.
Dahlia,
it's okay if you choose your major because you'll meet your future spouse.
I think I'm set in stone on what I'm going to be doing.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, had Maria, like, fought the decision.
Well, hey, it's all about, though, if you, just like Maria, get to the point where you realize something's got to give, then it takes a little bit of courage to change. Not to say that you are going to change your major. Because, mm-hmm. like, Maria's little sister, for example, is...
She just won't do it.
Yeah, she's not changing her major, exactly. And she's going to finish.
And she's
shout out to
fighting
Anna.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good job, Anna.
She's
go girl.
Yeah.
Go girl.
Her and I engineers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Female engineer. Shout out. Yeah.
Some people
Ooh,
do
women
it.
Of engineering.
Some people do it. Some people don't, and it's not a big deal. Also, I want everybody to know that I'm bleeding profusely out my leg right now.
Why?
I don't know.
Did the cat scratch you?
No,
she's like passed out.
But there's a droplet of blood.
Okay.
No, that's not profusely.
Notice how Janon first used the word profusely, and then next it's just
a
droplet of blood.
You're fine. Stop touching it.
How many
Talk
drops of blood do you have coming
life
out of you right
blood.
Now?
Maybe one. I don't
Plenty.
Know.
Plenty.
Okay. No, I can't get it over there. I'm sorry.
Anyways.
Anyway. Okay.
So
well.
Stress. What about you, Janon? Oh, wait. You talked about it.
The specific goal that... I have had work with and, you know, relaxing about is money. Like, I always have goals of, by this date, I'm going to have $100,000. One hundo.
That is such a huge number to me.
By this date, we will have this much money in the savings. Do-do-do. That. With great goals, and there are times in the near, very recent future... I mean, very recent past where I
there
found
we go.
Where I found getting a little too worked up about it and, like, checking our bank account too many times in
oh
a row,
God, yeah.
like, in the same 5 minutes. Why would I think it would change? I don't know.
Maybe bills came out, I don't know.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's the one that I have had struggles with.
God, that's...
And now I want to talk about how can we... having these goals that we have also be unattached to them. You know what I mean?
I think, like, that's been easier for me as I...
have gotten older?
Yes, as I've gotten older.
Yeah, as a youngin.
Tell
like
us,
me.
Grandma Maria. I don't know why I'm sounding like a grandma.
You're
Tell
the oldest
grandma
one.
Maria.
I know, you are the oldest one here, too.
Tell us, Grandma Maria. We're married.
Wait, what do you want me to tell you?
How it's been easier for you to be unattached to a goal. Like, have a goal and be unattached
so
at the same
time. So I have
time.
A goal. I have many goals. And I have a plan. I have many plans. And as soon as things... I don't know, just, you know, shit happens and maybe plans get delayed or things have to change around and... whatever other things happen, life happens. I always remind myself that all of the plans that I had in the past that, you know, either didn't work or I had to change or whatever, right? They got me here to where I am. And I told you, I think I told you this yesterday, right? Like, I'm happy with my life. I like where my life is. I like what I'm doing. I like, you know, my relationships.
Thanks.
I like, yes, I do like being with you. I'm pretty happy with my life. I would say I'm happy with my life. And I just have to remind myself, even if it's not working out right now, I know it will in the future. And it's just that trust in the universe, trust in God or destiny or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, just trust that it's going to work out. And I know me. I know I can figure it out. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That self-confidence right there. What do you have to say, Dale?
Well, I think for somebody, like, a youngin' like myself, still trying to figure figure things out and how to not worry as much. I've just started telling myself that, yes, I do have plans, but it's also good to live in the present and have fun, and that those plans, like Maria said, will work out and take shape how they should.
Hmm. For me, it's like if everything in existence didn't exist except for me, I would be all alone, right? Like, logically, that makes sense. You guys following?
Mm-hmm.
And so then everything would just depend on me, like, that I experience. However, I live in a giant universe where it's me and all this other stuff. So that means there's, like, me and the universe. So it's, like, two. And what helps me to get more unattached to a goal, to where I can, like, let things flow, is to realize, like, I'm in partnership with the universe. And if the path seems different than I expected it on the way to a goal, I've just got to, like, trust my partner. Like, all right, you know what to do. And then if I never even get close to that goal, it's like, oh, I wasn't supposed to get that. Because mm-hmm. maybe what happens if, like, my goal is to have, I'm trying to make something up. Okay, my old goal used to be being a famous exhibiting artist that had my paintings in, like, galleries all around the world, and I was, like, a millionaire off of my paintings. What if, like, I worked so hard for that goal, but, like, against the grain of how everything was flowing, and I became super miserable, and I killed myself?
Yeah. That's dramatic.
That's
Yeah, no. And it's very plausible.
Okay. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
By rejecting what the universe was trying to tell me, like, hey, this is, like, not a good path for you, I would have bled into, like, misery and sorrow. And when I finally, like, listened to the signs the universe was telling me, which were, you're broke and no one likes your paintings, I was like, okay, fine. I had to swallow some pride and simply shift into a different path. And I'm on a different path now that seems from the outside really different than being a painter. However, I'm still really, really creative in what I do. Like, I get to create a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I like write music in a band, and we've got this podcast together, and I'm writing a book, yada yada, and now I'm happy because I feel like I'm in partnership with the universe. And that's what I tell myself every time, like, I'm like looking at my bank account and there's not $100,000 in there. I'm like, oh well, it's okay, because where I am right now is perfect for how I am right now, and I know that the process is gonna take care of me.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good point that you bring up about the universe, because I feel that like, there is a push and pull, I guess, or, like, two factors toward creating your future, because you also have to have trust. Mm-hmm. Like, creation definitely comes with trust. And
trust
things.
In the process.
Yes.
It is a tenet that I live by. And what about you, Anissa? How's trust in your daily life, in your goal getting?
I feel like there are so many points that I can touch on, but
I feel like I'm just such a genius.
I just feel like
one thought.
I have so much to enlighten people with. It's hard to choose one in the hour. No, let me think for a second. I would say I'm kind of on the other end of where Maria is, being on the younger end, is I tell myself when I start to get too wrapped up in crap, my future is, I think about how young I am and how I have the rest of my life for things to unfold, but I can't stand in the way of letting those things unfold.
That's so cool. Love that.
Just drop some knowledge on you, baby.
Guys, I have to say that this podcast is so cool because I didn't know all this stuff about my little sisters.
Yeah! Are you gonna cry?
Yeah, maybe. Oh. I'm already crying blood on my leg.
Oh my gosh.
Your body's crying. Yes. Jordan's body's crying, just like not through her eyes, though.
Ew.
So she's sweating.
Not through other places either. Anyways.
Anyways.
Yeah, so I try not to stand in the way of letting those things unfold, and whether I'm outside climbing or I'm, like, studying or I'm teaching class, if I find myself in a situation where I'm upset that I'm not pushing myself towards that goal, I'll think to myself,
why do I want to ruin this moment of whatever is happening because I'm upset that I'm not going as hard or I'm doing as well as I think I should? And, like, my best example is climbing outside. I'm outside in a beautiful place, however the weather is, with people or with someone that I really care about, and I'm upset that maybe I'm not, like, climbing my hardest, and you can apply this to anything. Why would I want to ruin that moment of all those things that are happening just because I haven't reached that goal yet?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just being like, whoa, this is so cool that I'm here, I'm with this person, we're having a good time, I'll get that goal, not today, for some reason, but someday I will.
What is that one stereotypical saying? It's like the journey something destination.
It's like, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Thank you.
Yeah, girl. Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And it's the dance of, like, at every point in the journey, right, Maria?
Yes.
It's
part of the process.
And a goal, this is also what I think about it. If you guys want to hear my crazy philosophical brain at work.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Brace yourself.
Hold on, let me get ready. Go.
Go get some popcorn.
I have this way of thinking that everything actually has already happened. That, like,
I
thought that too.
I feel that way too.
Yeah, I feel that way too.
Sisters. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Sisters. We're on the same wavelength.
Almost like a parallel universe, I feel.
Well, I feel like the past and the present and the future have all already happened, and it's just a human's illusion that there is a sense of time. Right?
It's not an illusion. Okay. It's how we experience
how
time.
I describe it is that there's a book that's already been written, and the story has ended at the book. And we're just walking along the words.
You're just on page three.
Let me ask you this. Then do you believe in predestination? That everything has already been decided for you?
No, because there's a backspace button. Bitch.
No. Oh my gosh. So for me, it's like everything has already happened, and though I'm still making choices, mm-hmm. and every choice I make shifts what has already happened.
Yes. So it's like one of those, have you ever read one of those stories? They have them online where you read like a prompt. You read a prompt and it has like three different options, and depending on which option you choose, like, you go off in a different direction.
Those used to be really, really popular, probably in the 50s, I'm guessing.
That's how some video games are nowadays.
I actually,
where based on your interactions, it changed the outcome of
basically
the game.
They're in video games now.
Yes. Yeah, it's a video game. So we're living in a video game, basically.
But, unlike a book or a video game, though, the choices are unlimited. Like, unlimited. Which mm-hmm. is, that's what's so cool about, like, creating the future, is it's not like, choose one of these options for your future.
A, B, or C.
Dang, that would be
like Brave New World.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow, intellectual.
So that is how my brain thinks of, like, if everything.
I used to think about when I was a kid, the way I used to see life is like as a game, like a board game, right? And then, like, shit will happen. Like, I can't control what number the dice was gonna land on, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't pick that. I could throw it and then hope for the best. And at the same time, something would happen, and then I would have to adjust my strategy.
Ooh, yeah. That's cool. Because you throw the dice, but you don't have any say in what the dice is.
Exactly.
Dang, I really like Maria's dice roll. Because normally I hear things like, you know, well, you hear the phrase like, you know, you'll just roll the dice and, like, see what comes, right? But
it's more like adjusting to what happens after mm-hmm. the dice is rolled.
Yeah, girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes, so, queen.
I hear, Maria, what I hear you saying is move intentionally.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, like, that, okay, being unattached to a goal.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean just go with the flow and do whatever. It simply means, like, be unattached to really what it looks like to get to that goal.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you move intentionally.
Exactly. Yes.
Can I add something?
Yeah,
to it?
Go ahead.
So, like, it's all, like, what I was trying to get at before with, like, everything has already happened is when I'm going through my life and I have those future plans and then something occurs in my present and I have a choice to make at that moment. I can either be a yes for what I have planned for, or I can be a no for what I've planned for. And usually when I'm a no for what I've planned for, it means that I'm in, like, reaction mode. So I'm, like, I'm just, like, instantly pissed off about something.
The idea of being a yes sometimes is really difficult when you're so used to being in, like, resistant mode. And for me, I think it was, and I don't know when this happened, but the second I realized that being a yes and trying to figure out life from when this point on to get me to the same goal and adjusting was a lot easier than stay in resistance mode. And yeah. I think the second I realized that, it was like, oh, okay, I should just keep doing this because yeah. it's way easier.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes when I teach class, you know, like wheel pose, if any of y'all haven't done yoga before, wheel pose is normally the pinnacle of class where people, it's a part of class, at least as a teacher, where I can feel a lot of people don't want to do this pose.
Yeah, and it's a big heart yeah, opener. You're yeah. opening up the front side of your body to be potentially stabbed with a sword.
Well, maybe not in my class, but I guess go take class with Janan and see what happens.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, so in yoga, wheel pose is normally the pinnacle of choosing between yes and no, I'm going to do it. And why not be a yes? Mm-hmm. What's the reason not to? What's the reason not to get in this pose?
Well, you know, some people really enjoy complaining.
They do.
And it is simply because they have not yet done the work to know what it is that they, like, the future that they want to create. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if I don't know the future it is that I want to create, then I'm basically, like, stuck.
Then it is easy to say no to being yes.
Because you're so used
yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I add something?
Please do.
Please.
Add something.
Sally is so polite.
No!
I know.
No, I just feel like I said at the beginning that I was a little bit resistant to this topic. Mm-hmm. But I'm finding that now, talking about this stuff externally and hearing you guys talk about being a yes type of person is honestly opening my eyes more, because I'm really, really hard on myself. Like, extremely hard on myself. I think a lot of people can be very critical, but me in particular, I like to nitpick at stuff. And so I think hearing you guys talk about becoming a yes type of person and stop thinking about all those flaws that I have is going to really help in things that I'm trying to do.
Yay! Yay!
I've talked about inventing this. I'm trying to invent something basically to help with, like, pollution, and it's
yes.
very difficult is all I'm gonna say. And I think about it a lot actually, but I haven't really started my journey to creating it because mm-hmm. I feel like I can't. Like, I just
so you haven't done anything tangible yet.
No, and it's. Now hearing you guys talk about being a yes kind of person,
you
is
totally
making
can.
Me,
yeah.
That makes me so happy.
Yay!
So, this topic has now gone from complete crap for me to
to
all
yes.
right, I want
to
be successful.
To yes queen.
Ooh, yes queen.
Love
that's
it.
Awesome, Dahlia.
Oh, so, then it was a good time because we just gave Dahlia her birthday present a little bit late.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just a tad bit late.
It's like 1
already
and a half
getting
months.
Close to 19. I'm just kidding.
But her present is the Make Shit Happen planner. If you don't know what it is, go look them up. Shout out to Meraki Printing.
Meraki Printing.
Yeah.
Amara and Shout Chelsea out. Are awesome. And we got Dahlia this planner, and I feel like it's going to really help you yeah. in this journey, and I'm really excited.
Aw, yay.
I think just as I get older, because I'm still pretty young, like being 18, like, I look around at my friends, and they're thinking, like, oh, what party am I going to go to? Or, like, some just crap like that.
Well, but some people enjoy it, so that's okay.
I mean, it's okay to party, like, that's just not me
You mean
personally.
In excess.
Yes, yeah. in excess.
Hey, one Definitely. Thing I want to distinguish real quick is, like, being a yes does not necessarily mean saying yes all the
no.
time.
Yeah.
Actually, knowing when to say no is part of, quote-unquote,
being
a
yes.
yes. Yeah, because it's not like, you know, will you walk my dogs? Yes. Will you do this crack cocaine? Yes. It's not like that.
Yeah. I have also very much learned that.
And because of that, it's hard to be a no. It is hard for me.
Well, it is what you say it is.
Ooh. True. Ooh. Okay, so in my experience, it has been difficult in the mm-hmm. past to say no.
Mm.
Yes. Me too, sister, literally.
In the past,
it's been difficult to say no. To run errands for people, to meet up with someone at 7, then 8, then do something at 9:30, and then, yeah. So
9:31.
And then 9:31 and then 9:32 and all of a sudden I've got every single minute of my day booked.
So that kind of reminds me of something one of my mentors said to me at work, and it was that you always have to have the CEO mentality, which means you have to super prioritize what you do and when you help people, when you don't, when you let them do things, when you take control and all that kind of stuff.
That sounds really intense.
I have a question, actually.
But that all very much affects your future.
How it do does. You... Huh. So for me, I'm an emotional being. I'm very in touch.
Humans are.
Yeah.
With my... I guess I very much...
You experience your emotions acutely sometimes.
Yes. So it's... can be hard to be that way because I feel like I'm going to hurt people's feelings or I'm going to let people down. Mm. One of my biggest fears is letting people down or feeling like I've disappointed somebody. So mm-hmm. saying no feeds into that, mm-hmm. or I think it feeds into that. So I guess my question is, how do I get past that? I don't know how to not feel bad.
Mm. The first thing I think of when you say that, it's something that you need to be in inquiry about, which is what's more important, your needs or that person's need. Because sometimes it's not going to be your needs, right?
Yeah.
You climbing and hitting this climbing goal is not going to be, like, as important as maybe taking Dahlia to the hospital if she got hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know that's a really great...
No.
Well, I really want to climb.
We'll see.
And I know that's a really drastic example, and it's still that point, right? You need to prioritize, because sometimes, yes, it's okay to be there for other people, and at some point, you cross the line between helping people and doing it in order to get acceptance from that.
Oh, wow. All right, let me cry for a second.
I have often in the past.
Oh, my God.
Oh no!
Is there a cat?
No.
Yes. No, it's just
yes. Oh, yes?
No, yes.
Guys, the blanket fort is... Hold on, I got it.
Wait, you wanted...
It's fixed.
Okay, it's fixed. Okay.
I think I felt Mario's claw literally go into my shoulder.
He was like, oh, I'm just gonna climb on top of it.
Oh, is my he God. Still there? No, he's not. I think he's just on the chair.
Oh my God, you... Wait, what's it?
Somebody look, where is he?
He's going.
I think he's...
Wait. No. You keep going. No, you can...
I think it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, come I back think in. We're fine too, honestly.
All right, what that. I was saying...
Wait, come back in.
After Mario...
Guys, listen.
Okay.
What I was saying is, in the past, I have often had a lot of feelings of guilt. And it was, I had to do the self-inquiry work of finding... What was it from my past that was causing me to feel, like, overly mm-hmm. responsible?
That's what I was going to ask. Is just, I wonder what it is about me or what I've experienced.
What honestly helped me out the most, other than yoga, because yoga really helped, was honestly just going to therapy.
Yeah.
And, like, working with a therapist, because I'm not a professional emotion handler. Like, by trade, that person is. So that really helped me out. And... what it ended up being for me was I just felt like I wasn't worthy or I wasn't good enough for some reason. I had got that in my head based off of things that had happened in my past. Mm-hmm. And as soon as like I realized it, not just intellectually, but really felt it and like processed it, was just like, like cried about it a few times, more than a few times. Like, it's been a long process, though. Every day the weight gets much lighter. Mm. Yeah. So, you know, you're only 21. Well, it doesn't mean anything necessarily. Like, you could get over it tomorrow. Though I'm 30 years old and my process of, like, healing that started, like, 6 years ago.
Thank you, Sensei.
So, yeah. And that... We've touched upon this point, and I want to bring it into light.
Yes.
Your words create
your world.
Yes.
Your words create your world.
I say this all the time.
That's why when you've heard Anissa say something or Dahlia say something, and I've said you used to or you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because if anything that I say that I am or I am doing or whatever, it's going to create that as reality. because I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. It because for me, only my opinion truly matters to me. Like, let's be honest. Because if someone tells me their opinion and I agree with them, I'm not taking on someone's opinion. I am having the opinion of I like their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, my opinion is the only one that matters to me. And if my opinion yes. is I am bad, then for me, that is how I'm living. That is the lens I see my life through.
The way I think about this, when I think of your words create your world, is, you know when you hear a song, a really catchy song, and you get it stuck in your head, and you can't think, you can't, even when you're not really thinking about it, you're just doing something, you're either singing it or humming it, that's the same effect that your words have, right? If I say something Dang. Like, if you keep saying, keep playing the same tapes of, oh, I'm this, or I'm that, or I'm not this, or not that, that is what keeps playing in your head and your subconscious all mm-hmm. the time. And you eventually start to create it. You live into that because that's how...
That's the future that I exactly, create yeah. if I say I'm bad mm-hmm. all the time
you
internally.
You speak it into existence.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then my future is created around Janon being bad.
Yeah.
And from the outside, it might look good to other people, right? Like, for example, if... It's not saying I do. If... I had this mindset of, I'm bad, therefore I need to prove I'm good, and that's why I become a yoga teacher. From the outside, I could look like a good yoga teacher to other people, but on the inside, I'm suffering in the fires of hell.
Oh my god. Well.
Again with the morbid situation.
I'm an extreme kind of lady.
And Dahlia, what do you have to say about this? Sorry to cut you off, babe.
Yeah, John, shut up.
No.
Just kidding.
No, I think...
Go ahead, Dahlia.
I think what all of y'all are saying, you all bring up very good points, but this is just something, like, hard for me to talk, like, speak on, because, like I said earlier, I'm very hard on myself, so I have not had the opportunity yet to really speak things into existence, almost, because I do put myself down a lot, and I really...
What if you say you used to put yourself
yeah.
down?
Yeah, well,
say
now...
That. Just
okay,
say that now.
Yes, I used to put myself down.
And now you bring yourself
yeah,
up.
Yeah, now I'm finding that it's getting a little bit easier to start saying more positive things and thinking about what better I can do toward my future.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though when I first started doing this kind of leadership and transformational work, it was very apparent that I hadn't been doing such a great job in creating my life as, like, a happy one. So saying the words, like, I'm great, when I said them, I was, like, I struggled to believe
it.
It
feels weird.
I was like,
really weird.
I feel
yeah.
crippled.
Well, okay, wait. And so shifting it to saying I used to feel bad about myself, or I used to talk bad about myself, it puts it into this, like, realm of possibility. So even if used to refers to literally 1 second before the sentence started, right? It still technically is used to. And from, like, this current present moment right now, like, it's always a blank blank slate. Like, every present moment is a blank slate that which I can write whatever I want on.
Yeah.
So Dahlia, by just saying, I used to be hard on myself, is the same thing. Like, not the same thing. It's just as true as saying I am hard on myself, mm-hmm. except it is way more empowering, because then you're like, I used to be hard on myself.
But now.
And now. I am the thing that I create myself as.
Super mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah. Super awesome Dahlia. Time.
Dang. It just takes hard work.
It is that's
really
what you say.
Hard.
Don't hold up, guys.
Okay.
Saying it's hard makes it hard.
Yeah.
You could...
Your words create your world.
Exactly.
You could shift it to say it is gratifying work.
Yeah.
You could say it is...
It's strenuous.
I mean, do you want it to be strenuous, though?
Not really.
If you don't want it to be hard and you don't want it to be strenuous, then say what you want it to be.
I have a confession.
What?
It has never, in my experience, been that hard for me to do that.
That's this awesome. Is a great, like, we've got a good table yeah. here, though, because Maria's a good example of, like, a different personality type mm-hmm. that handles mm-hmm. things in that way. Like, guys, Maria is one of the most self-confident people I have ever met.
We love Maria. She's our queen.
Yas queen.
Yas queen.
And I have been in the past.
Yes.
One of the least confident person you would ever meet. Even though I seem on the outside like, yeah, look at me. I'm jovial. Blah, and I'm blah, amazing. Blah. It yeah. was like I used to be an introvert that was so embarrassed about being introverted, I would force myself to be an extrovert. And then
really
I got really good
at
it. Anyway. Yeah, so you represent the personality type that has a much easier time with this kind of work. Mm-hmm. Great.
Which is cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you still have work of your own.
I do. My work is different.
Well, we'll save that for another episode.
Yes. We'll, yeah.
I want to ask, right now, let us all go around the table and create our futures by saying them. Not even I will be doing blah, 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 but I am. I am this, this, this. I am doing this, this, this. In 10 years, I am doing this. In 3 years, I am doing this. Tomorrow, I am doing this, blah, blah, blah. Whatever's on your mind, it can be super epic. It can be chill. Let's start with, who wants to start? Touch your noses. Dahlia's starting.
You didn't touch your nose.
You dummy.
I'm the one talking.
Okay, I can start. If you want. Okay. So my future. I am my own boss. I don't work for nobody.
Yeah, girl.
Yes, queen.
Snap and C formation.
Girl power. I continue to travel around the world with my wife and my family in France.
Am I your wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we
I
your
think
family?
So. Oh, yeah. Okay, of good. Course. We have kids, 2 daughters.
Yes. Can be an aunt.
Auntie.
And we have llamas. Alpacas. Ooh. I want alpacas.
All right.
Little alpacas.
Yes. Thanks.
I guess yes. I'll be living with you guys.
I am living with John and Maria.
All right. Family commune.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, we'll go around the table. Dahlia.
Okay, I see a short-term goal. I see myself eating.
Just say, I am.
I am going to be eating. Well, I can't right now, but I will be.
Oh, she's talking about tonight.
Hungry.
Okay, shift into the
long-term.
Long-term, I will be.
Not I will be, I am.
Sorry.
It's okay, don't be sorry.
Okay, I am graduated from college. I am working or have almost finished my project. I am living my happiest life. I am traveling. That is something I really, really, really want to do. And I don't know, I just am living my best life.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Love it, girl.
All right, Niecy.
I am a physical therapist that lives in either Denver, Colorado or Salt Lake City, Utah. Mm-hmm. I'm living in a small house with, doesn't have to be my husband, but just someone that I know that I'm love and is going to be with forever. We have a small garden, a dog and a cat. My physical therapy practice that I own is also attached to my yoga studio that I own in either one of these cities. Nice. I also climb on the weekends, and I take as much time off as I can to go climb all over the world. And apart from that, I have other side projects that incorporate yoga and climbing and bring it to smaller communities that could benefit from it.
I love it.
It's pronounced climbing.
It's. I was testing you, and yeah, Janan's a real climber, guys. Climbing is what it's called.
All right, so I am an international yoga teacher. I'm a best-selling author. Mm-hmm. Our podcast is one of the most listened to podcasts in the world.
Mm-hmm.
during the summer months, my band tours in various countries, and I make most of my income off of teaching yoga internationally and the band. I am still married to Maria, happily. Yeah. We have two daughters, and we have a few vacation homes around the world, and our companies, Generate Trekking and Generate Mats, are super successful, and that's what Maria does full-time.
Yes.
Ooh. Man, I got jittery when I was saying mine.
It's fine.
That means I'm excited.
Yay, I'm excited too.
Wow.
Everybody, wait, we'll have such good lives.
I know.
We're so interesting.
Can we snap?
Yeah. I want to add that I am, or I hope...
No, I am.
Okay, fine. I am. This is cocky. This is all joking.
No,
I
love it. Like, as confident as you can go. Let's
do
it.
I am winning a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes. Yes.
Girl.
Yeah.
Now we snap.
All right. To wrap up the episode, because we've been talking about the future so much, it would be pretty fun to talk about funny stories from our past.
Especially since... Dahlia, Janon, and I are sisters. We brought some interesting stories.
Okay, so tell me an interesting story about Janon.
All right.
That I probably
don't know.
One that I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Look.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are,
there's a lot.
I mean, sure. Janon was... Regardless, at the time, I didn't know what was going on in Janon's life, but I always loved her as, like, an older sister. I thought she was so... She included us in everything. Like, whenever she would go out with her friends, to Cece's, or throwback to when we ate Cece's all the time. God.
And I would eat a whole pizza and a half.
Yeah. But Janon always included us. She loved us as her younger siblings.
Yeah, I always thought she was... Awesome.
But she was a little traumatizing.
Sometimes.
She was a... There are still some times... Okay, so one time... I actually don't know if even Janon knows about this. So in our old house in Richardson, Texas, Janon had, at the time, like, her door taken off because she was a bad girl.
Whatever.
Teenager. And... Janon and our cousin, Julia, they were doing something, I think they were cleaning her room or something, and I was in there just, like, poking my head around, and I saw in this, like, this red fake velvet box, she had, like teeth.
Yeah,
she had teeth. And I didn't know. And
I know about her. Right. I remember.
So, I didn't know.
Wait, like loose teeth?
No, hold on.
Just, yeah.
So
like dentures.
She had vampire teeth.
I remember this.
But they weren't the vampire teeth that you get at, you know, you put 25 cents in and you get, like, little vampire teeth. They were just individualized vampire teeth that you put on the individual fang that we all have in our mouths.
I remember you and I played
and
with
I don't
her.
Know, well, for whatever reason, I don't know why this freaked me out so much. I thought Janon was, like, doing satanic, like, rituals. It scared the crap out of me. So I threw them down, and I ran out of her room crying. And Julia, our cousin, came after me. She's like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "I can't tell you. It's a secret. I can't tell you." And she's like, "Yeah, you can tell me." And I was like, "Janon has... teeth." And Julie was like, "Yeah, you have teeth too." And I was like, no, she has teeth in a box. And Julie was like, "Oh, those, they're just, like, for costumes. Don't worry about it." But I was petrified. And I told, like, our mom on her, I, like, tattled on her because I was the token tattletale child.
Yeah, that's definitely.
And yeah. So that's something that I will literally never forget. I'm going to think about that for the rest of my life. I was terrified. I didn't know what she was doing with her life.
Okay, here's stories for you guys. I've saved both of your lives.
That's also true.
Yes! This is my favorite story to tell people.
So I've saved Anissa's life twice and Dahlia's life once. But, like...
Both by choking. Well, no. She wasn't choking us.
Okay, so the first one, you weren't born yet.
There's an ice cube involved.
Okay, wait. Y'all are getting
the fire, right?
What?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my God. All these stories are coming up.
So when Anissa was a tiny little infant, she was crawling by the pool, and, like, my parents were distracted for, like, 1 second, and Anissa fell in at 6 months old.
Oh, my God.
Good
maybe
for
like
me.
Maybe, like, 7 months
old. I already wanted
and
to take myself
And she sank straight to the bottom, and I didn't know how to swim, and I yelled. I was, like, yelling. yelling, but like all the other kids at the pool were also yelling. So like all the grown-ups just kept ignoring me.
I didn't even know about this.
After like 5 seconds, I just dove in and like got all the way to the bottom of the pool, which was like 6 or 7 feet, grabbed you and like pushed you up into the air, and then was like and then like right when I jumped in was when all the grown-ups noticed. So I like held you up, and then mommy and daddy grabbed you, and you were like, and like so spit up a whole bunch of water, and everyone's like, Janon, save your life.
I didn't even know.
I didn't even know about this, and now I'm feeling a lot of emotions right now.
And then the other time I saved your life, which actually could have been avoided had I just paid attention a little bit better, we were playing video games, and you kept tapping us on the shoulder, and I was leave us alone. Oh my God, leave me alone. Finally, you grabbed me and like yanked me to look at you, and your face was blue. Because you were choking, and so I just turned you around and smashed you into the Heimlich, and the ice cube that you were choking on shot out of your mouth and exploded on the wall.
And then to top it off, we were at our grandmother's house. We went downstairs to tell our grandma what happened, and she was like, why didn't you just let the ice cube melt? And I was like, well, I don't think you understand.
It was a huge ice cube.
It was huge.
And when I told this story to someone the other day, they were like, you know, if she actually died and the ice cube melted, no one would have known how she died.
That's so scary.
Terrible.
That's really horrible.
Okay, and then when I saved Dahlia's life, it was within the same month, and Dahlia was eating a slice of pizza. And then gasped, and all of the cheese.
I'm gonna pee myself.
All of the cheese of the whole pizza slurped down her throat. But I saw it happen, so I immediately like stood up and went over there and gave her the Heimlich.
I'm gonna pee
and
myself.
She Heimliched it up all over the plate. I'm really good at the Heimlich.
You really, yeah.
Apparently, you've had a lot of practice.
I've never even practiced other than those two times.
Well, that's practice. I've never done it.
You basically just squeeze the other person like really under hard
their ribs. I understand the concept. I've just never had to do it.
It's how I usually want to hug kittens. That's how I remember how to do the Heimlich.
I almost had to do the Heimlich.
Want to yank kittens into my arms and squeeze them till their little heads pop off. That's how you give them.
You know, apparently that's not a normal thing to say. Because when I tell other, like my friends, like, oh my God, it's so cute, I just want to squeeze its head off. They're like, what? Like,
I think it's pretty normal.
I think it's pretty normal.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This has been BYO Blanket with the Siam Girls.
Yeah.
And the Araujo Siam Girls.
Yeah.
Cute.
We appreciate you guys all listening. Remember, all those social media places to follow us on, because we do like contests for giving stuff away. And also, please go to patreon.com/BYOBlanket and join our community. You will get really cool perks. And I mean, that's the way to go, in my opinion.
Become a blanket ninja.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we have blanket ninjas. One
no,
of the tiers.
No, I think that's what you just call them.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll just become one of our blanket ninjas, please. And that's it for now. We are signing off.
Yeah.
Thanks to Anissa and Dahlia. Thank you for being on the podcast. They drove all the way from Dallas for this, guys.
Yes. Just for this. Not to see John and Maria, because that's whatever. I just want to be famous.
Yeah, I
can
really care less for you guys. I just want to be on your podcast.
Just kidding. We love you guys so much.
So much. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you to all the listeners for listening all the way to the very end. You win the prize.
Thank you, guys.
And what the prize is send us a message via whatever social media, and I'll tell you. How about that?
How about that?
And the last thing before we sign off, Maria, tell them what they've won.
You have won the opportunity to think about your future. Are you creating it? Are you in reaction? Why is this important? What does this look like to you? Think about all of these things. Let us know. Post it on social media. Tag us.
Yeah, be in conversation about it. Like words really do create your world.
Share it with someone. Vision board it.
We're here for you guys. And you're here for us. So, thanks for listening.
Love you.
Love you guys.
Okay. Yay. Love you. Bye.
Putting our PJs on, building a blanket fort. Let's go inside, cozy, get comfortable. and maybe a little bit harder.